It was exhausting to watch.
Was it exhausting to watch, fellow radio journalists?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
They will agree with me. I was expecting a no, it wasn't. Being Pantera season.
Oh, no, well.
yeah, we're just waiting for Unai Emery now. But how much pressure did that Lacazette equaliser take off him with just 90 seconds remaining? I've had a chat with Ralph Hurston-Harpel, who said that it was difficult for it not to feel like a defeat in some ways. The chances that Southampton had near the end, Gnepo came off the pitch, missed two great chances, Willock clearing one brilliantly off the line. James Ward-Prowse missed the penalty but scored the follow-up. He said it's still a good turn, 2-2, even though the Arabic flat in the dressing room, they're going to take it before the game, a point at Arsenal, and there are signs that they're going to be okay, that they're playing decent stuff after that 9-0 defeat of Crystal Leicester a few years ago. Ingsgate and Lamine's brilliant run in off the post, Lacazette had equalised in the first half, James Ward-Prowse with that follow-up, and then Lacazette, as I said, 90 seconds from time. Doesn't tell the whole story, though. So many chances for Southampton. They had 20 efforts at goal, and Pepe came on as a sub at half-time, and it hit the crossbar. Finished. It was a brilliant game and an important equaliser.
Right, so here we go.
It's on the way.
Sorry. Right, come to me now. Yeah, he'll be here in 2 seconds. Just walk through the door. Hang on 1 second. But just don't go to anything else. Michael, get the door. Don't go to a call or anything. No, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. Is he coming? Okay, hi, okay, he's here now. Hi, Uno.
Hi.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Can I just ask you to stand a bit over here a bit? Sorry.
Hi, Uno. John, good to see you.
Okay, because, you know.
We can't sorry. Reach.
Sorry. Yes, I got Uno Emery alongside me. Uno, if you could just take a step towards me, please. Thank you very much. Good evening.
I am closer to you.
No, don't worry about everyone else, just worry about me. Good evening, how are you?
Disappointed and frustrated, like the player, like the supporter, because we lost a very good opportunity for to achieve 3 points. But really, we didn't deserve it. Maybe 90 minutes more. Only the 20 minutes in the second half at the beginning was the moment, the key moment for us, because I think we played well that moment, and to achieve that's a result for us was the moment with our chances.
Southampton had a lot of the ball today and far more chances than you. Am I right to say you were outplayed here?
Maybe they took more chances when they were winning 1-2, because we took risk, but with that risk they had some chances, but we draw also because we were finding that situation. But really, 90 minutes we didn't control the match like we wanted, and also we played with very good attitude, the players, and also trying the first half, second half we changed the system, we also used another players, and really I think that point is not enough. How we play it is not enough. And I understand the supporters and the players, they are frustrated, but now is to analyze and to find solution for to improve, and we know here that in Emirates is the key for to improve and to connect with our supporters and to feel comfortable and to feel strong.
You mentioned that connection. You were booed off. I mean, the fans have obviously, I won't say they've had enough, but they're very angry right now. You were booed off today, your team. What about that connection? How can you connect with these fans?
Yes, I understand. And after we were losing 1-2, we draw, but we weren't happy because that's 3 points. They were very important, and we lost that opportunity. And we lost also that opportunity for to connect with them and also to show them our quality with a good result, good game. But really, we didn't do, and we need to have to wait or to work for the next match to show them again how we can improve.
Have results been good enough lately, in your opinion?
No, really, the result is 1 point, but it's home.
Yeah, but in general, have all the results for Arsenal been good enough? I mean, the thing I'm getting at is you're under pressure. You know you're under pressure, and today won't help that. I mean, there's going to be more pressure on you after today, isn't there?
No, it's not under pressure, it's demands. I have a big demands because my responsibility is big. And now is my job is to find solution.
But we saw Pochettino sack this week, and Spurs last season got to a Champions League final. some people will say under you, Arsenal are no further forward than they were under the previous manager.
Yes, it's big responsibility. It's big responsibility and I made demands.
Okay, Brendan, thanks for joining us live on TalkSport 2. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Unai Emery this afternoon, Adrian, for you, after the 2-2 draw here with Southampton.
We're tired and also we controlled the game. In the first half, we controlled the game defensively, but not imposed offensively.